thrive, exclamation point, Southern Lorain County. Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
Hi, how are you doing, Bruce? This is Dave out in Wellington, and glad to be with you this morning.
We are glad you are with us this morning as well to talk about this. Now, this past weekend, they had some special things related to the Thrive Turkey 5K, where folks were getting sort of some things related to different shops going around. But you've got this event coming up on Thanksgiving, right? That's this Thursday. You're going to get some folks to come out and run on Thanksgiving morning?
Yeah, that's right. You know, oddly as it might seem, that's probably one of the biggest running days of the year. There's a lot of races all over on Thanksgiving morning, but there wasn't much in the southern part of the county, and that's what Thrive Southern Lorain County serves. That's the area we serve. And, you know, we promote healthy living through healthier eating and exercise and improving your mental health, and I think running does all of that. So, we're looking forward to it. Again, it's Thanksgiving morning here in Wellington.
The way you said there's a lot of running that takes place on Thanksgiving morning, I envisioned this in the past. I know things have changed with a lot of folks running, but I think sometimes the spouse in the household said, just go out and run. Leave me here. I got stuff to do. stay out of my kitchen sort of thing.
But hey, that's great. And we'll take anybody, you know, that whether they come here willingly or get thrown out. You know, it works either way.
Well, yeah. And you've been a runner for, what is it about sort of running on the Thanksgiving a little bit, I guess? There's usually some sort of a tie-in to some sort of cause. Most running events usually have that as well, right?
That's right. Most races raise money for various causes. All of our proceeds from our 5K race will be going towards to help Thrive Southern Lorain County. This is the first year for this race. So we're hoping to get, 100 or maybe more runners out there and then improve it every year. So, it's a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. You can run it. You can walk it. Any way you can get around it. We also have a fun run for the kids, which is however many laps they want to run around the track for the young folks, and that's free. But the main event, the 5K, is only $20, and that's cheaper than most races. And you get a really cool Thrive Turkey 5 beanie that's embroidered with our logo, and as well as some other really good prizes for our age group winners, because there's 12 different age groups that you can be in. And, it's if you go out there and do your best, you got a real good chance of coming in first, second, or third in your age group. And then you get a real nice a prize, which is an engraved mug with our logo on it. Again, a little different. We're not giving away trophies or medals. Most runners have about 1 million of those if they've been running for any amount of time. So we're trying to make this a little different, maybe a little better, and make it an interesting race. It's on a very flat course through the streets of Wellington, which are rather picturesque, I think. We start at the football stadium, which is not at the high school. The high school is north of Route 18 in Wellington off of 58. This is where the old school used to be that they tore down off of Dixon Street. Most people know where Wellington Football Stadium is, but in case you're not sure, it's south of 18. You almost can't miss it. It's on Dixon Street. You turn left and go back into a neighborhood, and boom, there's the football stadium. That's where we'll start, and that's where we end, as a matter of fact, after we run through the streets of Wellington.
What time does all this start?
Well, the 5K starts at 9. About 15 minutes earlier is the fun run for the kids. So runners should plan on getting there a little after 8, depending on how much they want to warm up. And it may be cool that day, but runners know how to dress for that. And we'll have hot chocolate and coffee available, too, after the race, which will be a nice thing for a cold weather race.
Are you participating in the race, or are you just one of those organizers or keep things in line? What's your thoughts?
No, I plan on running. I've run every Thanksgiving for the last 15 years, so I sure don't want to miss this one. And I do want to thank all of our volunteers. It takes a lot of people to put on a race like this, and we've got well over 20 people that are helping us out, as well as some local community businesses that are offering discounts and things like that. The Subway shops in Wellington, LaGrange, Oberlin, Bread and Brew in Wellington, Farm and Home Hardware, VFW Post 6941. All these folks have helped us out. I just want to make sure that we thank them as well.
Well, right. You need to obviously the support and sponsors to put races like this together, as well as you mentioned, like the volunteers, and of course Thrive Southern Lorain County helping out folks with the make sure they have the food and physical and mental things. It's a kind of a good collaborative with United Way, and it's an organization that's been going on for a number of years. And this 5K, what's it, Turkey, Thrive Turkey 5, a lot of exclamation points, by the way, in this. Thrive Turkey 5, exclamation
Thrive
point.
Thrive Turkey 5, yeah.
That's how I would say it. Do people ever dress up like this? I'm sometimes, you know, it's a turkey day. Have you seen that occur in some occasions?
I've seen that in other races, absolutely. I don't know. People are welcome to run any way they want, dressed as a turkey or whatever. You know, maybe like that classic Saturday Night Live episode with Paul Simon many years ago when he came out in the big turkey outfit.
Right,
that would be cool.
Right.
But, people people should dress warmly. But, again, runners are familiar with running in cold weather, and a lot of times it's actually better. And I do want to mention that you can run with your dog as long as your dog is on a leash, as well as you can run with a stroller. So push the little kids around. That's always a good thing, and a lot of people like to do that. So both of those are allowed in this race, kind of like the race in Amherst. I kind of patterned it to some extent after the skeleton run. Rob Glatz has been putting that race together for many years and done a great job, and he's helped me out too. I want to thank Rob for his help.
Sounds good. Dave Lengel joining us this morning. Again, it's the Thrive Turkey 5 going on.
Thrive Turkey 5, and they can register online. You could Google Thrive Turkey 5. It'll get you there. You can register the day of the race. That's fine, too, and there's no extra cost. It's $20 whether you go online or $20 whether you just sign up right on the day of the race. A lot of runners do that. They'll decide kind of at the last minute. You know, and you mentioned Thanksgiving. That's a time when a lot of our college students come home and, you know, they're looking for something to do Thanksgiving morning. This is a good thing for them. And we get a lot of younger runners doing Thanksgiving Day races. So we're looking forward to getting everybody, no matter what your age, you know, from the little kids up to people like me.
Sounds good, Dave. We appreciate your time this morning, and have a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy your run on the Thanksgiving morning.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it, Bruce, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks.